The plight of the Delta smelt is currently dependent on mankind's desire and ability to revive the health of the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta in California. Doing this requires an understanding of why the Delta has become an unhealthy place and what features or processes need to be corrected. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Bill Jennings has been studying and battling water quality and diversion issues of this priceless body of water. Acting as the executive director of the Sport Fishing Protection Alliance, Bill has recognized that life in the Delta is changing.
From the benthic invertebrates through the phytoplankton, the zooplankton, to predators on the top. I mean, this is an estuary whose ecosystem, whose biological tapestry is collapsing. It's not that we're just plucking one species out. I mean, Delta smelt, which have been perhaps the hardest hit simply because it's a species that only lives in the Delta and its entire lifespan is 1 year, is the canary in the mine. I mean, the indicator of what's happening. But we're seeing a broad collapse across the aquatic spectrum.
Two primary functions are supported by the Delta. It serves as a destination of a surface water flow draining from five major tributaries and acts as a conveyance system that diverts water towards faraway places. When you consider activities that have occurred and continue to operate in this huge drainage area, you realize the causes of damage are many.
Well, there's a 1,001 cuts. The principal causes are the state and federal export facilities, poor water quality. And when you started to degrade the system, it became hospitable for a wide array of invasive species coming into the estuary that were able to establish themselves in a weakened system. But there are multiple problems. I mean, we're seeing among the native zooplankton, we saw 1 to 2 magnitudes of collapse. And that's just an enormous collapse of a food web.
When it comes right down to it, everybody has contributed to the current conditions of the Delta. The complexities of society's actions affecting the Delta have generated a cumulative impact that's difficult to solve.
Well, as Pogo said, we have met the enemy and he is us. And because everyone, anything you put on the ground finds itself into waters and it keeps seeking the lowest point. We're using these waterways essentially as sewers, and we're increasing the mass loads of pollutants, and these waters have already lost their somewhat of capacity to accommodate these pollutants. And so virtually every significant stream flowing into this estuary, including the entire estuary, is identified as an impaired water body on the 303D list, capable of supporting identified beneficial uses.
With so many contributing factors and activities to the current conditions of the Delta, it seems that many opportunities are available to turn around the situation. Notice where most of the people live and recognize the personal choices that define their lifestyles.
Understand that urban areas use about 50% of the developed water supplies. And so, yes, there are enormous opportunities through reclamation, conservation, reuse for the urban areas to become more efficient. Other technologies can come into play. I think agriculture can become somewhat more efficient, although they routinely deny that. But there's certainly the opportunity there for agriculture to get some 10 to 15% savings in bulk, which would largely solve our immediate problem. But ultimately, we're going to have to come up and deal with reality.
Change in environment constantly happens in any ecological system, but the rapid acceleration of the timescale for change to occur can impact the ability of a species to adapt. We are in the driver's seat in this situation. Adaptation is needed in the California lifestyle so that adaptation can be successful in the natural habitat of the California Delta. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.